Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart be strong. Yes, wait for the Lord. Our society has been especially designed to exclude waiting. The advertising industry seeks to persuade us that everything can be obtained instantly. Instant credit, instant satisfaction, instant rewards. One of the first credit cards had as its slogan, taking the waiting out of wanting. And that's not a bad summary of how our society works. The psalmist had an altogether different approach. For him, waiting was something good, and he encourages his fellow worshippers to wait for the Lord. The truth, of course, is that the most valuable things in life require waiting, and often a great deal of it. There's no way in which you can instantly acquire maturity, a godly character, or a strong and trusting relationship. They require years of patient, thoughtful, prayerful development. At times, it looks as if God takes a long time to get round to answering our prayers. He doesn't conform to the requirements of our instant society, and that can be extremely frustrating. Surely, if he is omnipotent, has all power, he should be able to respond with speed and efficiency to our requests. He sometimes keeps us waiting for years. Why does he do this? Above all, it's because he loves us, and he knows that it is only as we slowly build up a trusting relationship with him that we'll ever really grow up in our Christian maturity. This is a hard word for our modern world. It isn't what people want to hear. They want blessings today and miracles to order. But God wants followers who will trust him whatever happens. He wants us to be people who've built up a strong, resilient relationship with him that will be able to stand up to any challenge, discouragement, or disappointment. This is yet another illustration of the upside-down nature of the kingdom of God. God loves us so much that he wants to rewire our thinking and help us to see that waiting is the surest way possible of helping us to grow. Let me pray with you. Lord, help me to learn to wait on you. Forgive my impatience and help me to learn the blessing of waiting. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbean. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.